digital outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Ukrainian President Zelensky is in Washington for a meeting first with congressional leaders and then later on with President Biden. Zelensky's lobbying for tens of billions of dollars more from the U.S. for the war with Russia and other Ukrainian government expenses. Mr. Biden's on board, congressional Republicans not so much, at least not without resources to address the crisis on the U.S. southern border. Harvard President Claudine Gay gets to keep her job, the school's highest governing board voicing unanimous support for Gay amid a perceived lack of support for Jewish students who face rising anti-Semitism. Gay and a couple of her Ivy League peers testified recently on Capitol Hill, and they struggled to answer questions about anti-Semitism on their campuses. Some excitement in the Bronx, New York City, the other day.
The collapse happened Monday while Julian Rodriguez was working in a deli in the neighborhood.
Someone that came in the store screaming, "Oh, come outside, look, a building collapsed." So I rush outside and all you see is the big debris cloud of smoke and all the stuff in the air and people running and screaming.
Firefighters spent hours searching a 12-foot-high pile of debris. No victims were found, but two people did receive minor injuries while evacuating the building. The building was constructed in 1927 and had been undergoing repairs to the facade. I'm Donna Water.
Looking to speed up the process, Special Counsel Jack Smith asking the Supreme Court to decide whether former President Trump can be prosecuted on charges of trying to overturn the results of the 2020 election or whether he is shielded by presidential immunity. The Trump campaign argues against an accelerated process, right? There's absolutely no reason to rush this sham of a trial. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is up 106 points, the Nasdaq trading 32 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Attention taxpayers, if you or your business owe the IRS back taxes or have years of unfiled tax returns, the IRS has green-lighted billions of dollars in tax relief to those facing financial hardship through its tax relief initiatives. If you have a delinquent tax problem and possibly facing wage garnishment, liens, levies, audits, or already in a payment plan, you may now qualify for significant relief. Qualifying and enrolling in this program could stop all collections, settle your tax problem, and may even reduce what you owe by up to 99%. Call the hotline at Tax Help USA to see if you qualify by dialing 800-476-0350. If you or your business owe at least $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS or state, you can now get the help that you need during these hard economic times. Call Tax Help USA to get your free tax assessment to see what you qualify for by dialing 800-476-0350. That's 800-476-0350.
This KMTK News Flash powered by Palm Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Stay active, be healthy, they'd rather wait. The Las Vegas-based firm has plans to build 200 single-family homes on 32 acres in Summerlin. KB Home recently bought the land in Summerlin West's Grand Park District for $44.7 million. The community is being called Alton, and construction is scheduled to begin in the winter of next year. Summerlin, one of the best-selling master plan communities in the country, it all began back in 1952 when business tycoon Howard Hughes bought 25,000 acres in the western part of the Vegas Valley for just $3 an acre. Saying they're targeting customers who appreciate that extra step and all the details, Fountain Blue opens officially tomorrow. $3.7 billion project that was more than 18 years in the making. 67-story, 3,600-room hotel casino, the dream of Fountain Blue Development CEO Jeffrey Sulfur. That project was about 75% complete when the economy crashed in 2009, that is. Between then and 2021, the property went through bankruptcy, changes in ownership, and multiple do-overs before Sulfur and his new partners, Koch Real Estate Investments, got the property. The newest strip property has 36 food and beverage choices, along with 550,000 square feet of convention and meeting space and a 55,000 square foot spa center. And the M Resort has broken ground on its new 384-room resort tower. Company officials also releasing some new renderings of the $206 million project. The hotel casino's room capacity will nearly double when that new tower is complete. The M opened back in March 2009 as Las Vegas's southernmost gaming property, Penn Entertainment, bought it in 2011. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website, 670kmzq.com. That's 670kmzq.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
When your celebration of life is prepaid in advance, it becomes a gift from you to your family later, because no one should have to plan for a loss while they're experiencing one. Paying in advance protects your loved ones and gives you the peace of mind you deserve. Let us help you plan every detail with professionalism and compassion. We're Palm Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Find us at dignitymemorial.com.
Hi, this is Marla Letizia inviting you to join Kevin Wall and me every Wednesday at 7:35 a.m. as we discuss living in our long life era. The conversation is a blast.
Brought to you by Palm Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Stay active, be healthy, we'd rather wait.
KMCQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Centers. Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
We're not seeing any in and expected delays on our Valley freeways right now through the downtown area along 95 southbound from the Spaghetti Bowl over to the Charleston curve, doing that at about 25, 28 miles per hour. So too many cars going the same way at the same time. Construction cones certainly never help, but no accidents being reported in that area. South end of the Valley, you come off the Beltway, an accident on the Russell Road on-ramp to get onto 15 northbound still there, as is one on East Flamingo at Koval. Some clouds this morning are going to give way to mostly sunny skies this afternoon. It should stop right around 63 degrees this afternoon. It's 43 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Gather round.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to... Anyway, America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him
check it out.
And Joan Shengang, I'm going to pass her. Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots in all the idiot villages in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Number one, time is running out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three, live and local. Good to have you with us for a Tuesday. Joining us now, I'm very happy to have him on. I know he is real busy, so when he can carve out some time for us, I really love having him in. Ron Quince, better known as Ron Q. He is a businessman, he's a philanthropist, and he's a candidate for Congress in CD1. He wants to replace Dina Titus, and he joins us. Ron, how you been, my friend?
Good. How are you, Kevin?
I am good. You and I have not had a chance to talk since last Wednesday, the tragedy at UNLV. What was your initial reaction? And now that we've had a week to kind of process this, your thoughts on what went down a little more than a week ago?
Well, first of all, as a part of UNLV community, my heart goes out to the faculty, the staff, the family, and also the students of the UNLV campus. I was actually shocked because the week before that, I was actually in the UNLV on our, every semester we have a cohorts meeting with a bunch of professionals and graduate students at UNLV. And it just happened that I was just shocked that when they had a shooting, one of my cousin and actually one of my niece are actually in the campus, and luckily they were safe enough. And kudos to the first responders for making sure that the shooting did not escalate. But I really, really shocked in that tragedy, and hopefully that the healing begins now and we all heal together.
I know that a lot of people have probably campaigned to defund the police. We saw a tremendous response by first responders at UNLV, the campus cops, Metro. Your thoughts on the policing and the amazing response, 78 seconds. What did you think of the police response?
Well, the police response actually great, because instead of having... escalating the problem, they you know, they nip it in the bud right there and there. Really, you know, kudos with the university police for making sure that this event does not escalate and hurting some students, especially on that union hall. Usually during that lunchtime, I was just there 2 weeks ago. Usually the students, that's where they gather because there's a lot of food restaurants there. People do their homework. There's also a if the students have questions. So those are like a heavy populated area where the students gathered. And we were just talking about that on my emergency crisis management, like how the way we're going to prevent for those things happening. And I would give a the UNLV an A on responding right away in 78 seconds. You know, I'm pretty sure they're like our sheriff is also probably talking about how can we improve that better, because when it comes to crisis and management, we always have to look for improvement. But in this situation, unfortunately, with the shooting, but as far as the response are concerned, they did a great job.
Ron, I got to ask you, this incident has sparked a discussion of whether we need UNLV to be an open campus or a closed campus. What do you think?
Well, the problem about that was, you know, it's like most of the campuses in the United States are actually open campus. The only universities I see that are closed campus are more like the private universities. But in this situation, I think we need to be more, a little bit more, I would probably say, aware in our surroundings. Look at people. Usually the people that are trying to do something, they look suspicious. You know, maybe we need to increase more security and more, I would probably say, university police in our campuses, especially those floors that faculty floors and closed building situation. You know, I'm not going to go an extent on a metal detector, but if that's one of the things that the regents and of course our sheriff needs to talk about, what are the safety that we need to do, because to be honest with you, if a person's going to do something, they're going to do it no matter what, you know. However, what we need to do is we need to do prevention. And, you know, looking at people as far as who look suspicious, and, you know, just like I would probably say, human kindness to one another, because sometimes, people are going through rough time, mental illness and things like that. We got to be careful with our words, because we don't want to trigger anything that can cause this this violence.
Are you convinced there is anything more we can do to make sure that a deranged individual doesn't come onto our campus of a higher education, K through 12, doesn't matter? Is there anything we can do that can make sure this never happens again? I mean, I get a sense there's really nothing we can do.
Well, there's some stuff that we can do for prevention. I would probably say if we increase the security and the police, it kind of gives a second thought for those people that actually want to harm other people. And if they see them often, then I would probably say instead of taking a courage to act such a violence, we can stop them from here and there. The problem is, of course, like, you know, this person actually just walked in, went to I would probably say fifth floor, because that's usually where the staffs are. Usually in UNLV, the building, you know, the first floor is usually the basement, and he just walked in there like nothing happened. I'm pretty sure, you know what, there's a lot of if we have a security in campus, most likely a police in each floors, which is, it's not going to cost that much because you already have the resources, then probably that would escalate this type of violence.
Ron Quince joining us, better known as Ron Q. Ron, were you surprised that the president came to town on Friday and immediately played the gun control card?
Of course they are, you know, and you know that's the way the Democrats actually win the election. Always the bad things. One's abortion and one's gun control. That's what they're basing it on. The problem about it is in the gun control, and I talked to several people about this during my in my campaign. Guns don't kill people. People do. The problem is like they always look for a loophole that, oh, we need to be stricter in gun control. We need to take people's gun. you guys got to understand, in the face of history, every time a government takes your gun away from you, it's usually a dictatorship. We saw it in Germany before, in World War II. We saw it in Russia. We saw it in China. I tell them that usually, even though they take our guns away, the criminals are going to get their guns. And how are we going to defend ourselves? So our forefather is really strict on the Second Amendment. That's why they, you know, we have the right to bear arms in this country. You know, we cannot allow any government to take our guns away. I understand if you can see all those people doing mass shooting, either the guns are stolen or I would probably say people, you know, bought a gun. You know, maybe we have to go after a background check when it comes to that. But as far as we have some bad seeds of having the carrying a gun, but of course we have majority of people that are actually good people have a gun, like myself. I have a CCW, and I haven't seen any person that has CCW that actually I would probably say did a mass shooting, right? So education is very important. I would even allow, like, you know what, if you're going to purchase a gun, then you need to do it a safety procedure, such as, you know, what are the things that you need to do if you have kids at home, prevention, so that's why nobody can, your kids cannot, you know, touch your gun. I remember when I was a kid, my father owns a gun, and usually when we're in the right age, like 7 years old, they took us target shooting because it takes out the curiosity out of children. What, you know, what is guns all about? And those little educational points that we can give out, I think it goes a long way. Rather than going to, going to Congress and telling them, you know what, they need to be stricter in gun control. We can take our guns away, take out the AK-47, take out the M-15. No, it's a matter of education, because one of the things that we can do, and also if you see something, say something, because that's the only thing we're going to prevent it. If we have people that actually, I would say, know their behavior, you see their behavior, say something, and, you know, and we need to keep an eye on those people. You know, I even have there's a one conversation, they telling me that, you know, the student CCW needs to have the weapon. You know, that's another, I would probably say, different subject, you know, different argument that we need to talk about. Yeah.
And by the way, just for the record, at least the early indications are that the shooter at UNLV was using a weapon that he had bought legally.
Yeah, he bought it like in 2022, I believe.
Yeah. So. All in all, it's just so sad what happened, but there are some silver linings to what happened last Wednesday. I want to ask you, because I realize I looked at the calendar and we are the primary is June 11th. We are now December 12th. Talk a little bit, and I'll give you as much time as you want on this. What is at stake in this primary election? I mean, we're going to have some great candidates in all the different races, but talk a little bit about what's going to be at stake on June 11th.
Well, let me tell you something, Kevin, and I'm campaigning every single day, 7 days a week. And what I understand to my constituents here in District 1, there's a lack of education as far as people coming out and vote on the primary election. And that happens with a lot of Hispanics community, Black communities, Asian communities, and even just a regular community in this district. And what I do is, instead of me campaigning and telling them about my platform, which is our platform is pretty basic, like what's going on in this country, I talk to them about the importance of primary election. And I tell them that, you know, like usually it's not even 10% that registered Republican comes out and vote in the primary. And what's happening is they tell me that usually when they go to November, they don't see the candidates that they like. They don't, you know, because what happened was they didn't know that that person actually has a primary, you know, on June. So what I explained to them how the way it works here in Nevada, that usually, of course, for a presidential candidate, we have a caucus. And, you know, that's usually like in February and March. I explained to them that if you're a Republican, you're a Democrat, or even a nonpartisan, you can you can come out and vote in the primary, because usually if you're a Republican, there's multiple candidates and you want to select the best candidate that actually can win in the general election. And of course, if you're a nonpartisan, there's also a nonpartisan race that's going on, like, you know, a mayor candidate for Las Vegas. You know, they're nonpartisan. And I explained to them that if you come out in the primary and one of the candidates get more than 50% of the vote, they automatically became mayor. But if they didn't hit the 50% threshold, usually then, you know, the top two goes to the general election. And I told them that if you're a nonpartisan, but you want to participate in the Republican Party or a Democratic primary, you have 3 weeks to change party, change affiliation, so that's where you can qualify for a mail-in ballot. And also, if you're want to change your party, you can actually go to the polls and you can change it right in there. So there's a lot of, and I spoke to now about the early voting, you know, like the May 25th to June 7th, that usually it's a lot easier to come out on early voting because there's no line. You don't have to go to your precinct. You can vote, you know, you can vote at Albertson. You can vote everywhere, wherever there's a polling section. And, you know, it's just like a massive educational purposes. Like, I tell them that, you know what, hey, you may not be a Republican, you might be a Democrat, you might be a nonpartisan. I told them, participate in the primary because, you know, you don't know. I said, maybe we need to, you know, what's going on with the country right now, maybe there's some valuable candidates out there that can actually go out and win and get into the general election. And then we have a better selection on who to vote for. So that's where we can improve this country. What's going on right now, the primary election, a lot of candidates focuses on the people that come out and vote in the primary election. But in my situation, I focus on the people that actually has not voted in the primary election. And when I ask them why they did not vote in the primary election, they tell me, "Run, because we don't know." The only thing that we know is we come out in November, and whoever is in the ballot, that's what we vote for. And I tell them, "Well, don't you know there's a primary process?" And they're like, "No." I would probably say the only 90% of people don't know. And Kevin, you and I know because we're like political buff, right? But other people that actually have a 9-to-5 job or a student that has, like, they have to worry about finals and homework and, you know, suburban moms that actually worry about picking up their kids and making sure their family is well taken care of, that's kind of like the last thing in their mind. Now what I do is I come out there. I don't even talk about politics. I just talk to them about education. Hey, come out and vote in the primary because that's your right. You know, don't let big corporation or other candidates such as the establishment to pick, you know, the candidate for you. Pick someone that you think that's going to make a difference in your life. And, you know, don't pick someone that's popular. Pick someone that, you know, look at their platform. Look at, you know, check out their website. Look how the, you know, check out how the way they are, because this country needs some changes, and we need to do it now. Because if not, the America that we grew up with, the America that we came here to love, might change. Because what happened is, like, we have the same people that running it. We need to make a change. I would, you know, and I was just thinking about it. I'm having a conversation one time with one of the voters. Why is it that we, you know, the governor and the president, we change them every, what? They only had 2 terms, right? But why is it that we don't have the same thing for Congress and the U.S. Senate? You know, if we have the same people there, isn't that kind of like more like a dictatorship?
Well,
in a small poll.
Well, I will tell you this. It's an education process. We are flat out of time. Very quickly, in about 30 seconds, how can people reach out to your campaign? What are you asking of my listeners?
Well, you know, first of all, Kevin, thank you for having me here, and happy holidays. Merry Christmas to all of you. One of the things that I would probably say is check out my website, www.runq4u.com. And you can sign up to volunteer, help me out, pass out the word, and educate them about the primary election. And if you feel a little bit generous, you can also donate in my website. And this is going to be a battle primary, and I need all your friends, your family, people that you know to come out that lives in District 1, or if you live in District 1, come out and vote in the primary and vote for me, because it's time for us to make a change.
Indeed.
And it starts in the primary election.
Indeed. Ron, thank you so much. We'll talk again soon. Ron Q, running for Congress in CD1. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, my name is Amanda Sandoval, and this is my 5-year-old daughter, Mariana.
Today, Mariana enjoys school, but it wasn't always that way. She was born with a disorder, and when she started at her local public school, there was little hope that she'd be able to succeed. Fortunately, her parents were able to choose a different school that offered her exactly what she needed to thrive.
For any family, the most powerful thing is having choice. You're putting your kids in a program that's going to turn them into adults, and you want your kids to be the best adults they can be because they're our future. And I think that every family should have that choice.
Unfortunately, most Nevada families don't have that choice. Education policy should focus less on budgets and politics and more on expanding opportunity for students.
Every child should have an opportunity at the best education that they can get.
Learn more about how educational freedom can help Nevada students by visiting nevadapolicy.org. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
Pro Price Heating and Cooling has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. Get your furnace tuned up and ready for winter. Get a 21-point inspection and a flame sensor cleaning for only $49. That's a $130 value for only $49. Make the call, 702-742-3310. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. For the right price, call Pro Price, 702-742-3310. Just let them know we sent you. For the right price, call Pro Price.
When was your last trip to the dentist? Has it been a few years? 5 years? More? Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I went without dental care, and then I found Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. Whether it's been years since your last dental visit, or if you just haven't found a good dentist in Vegas yet, I hope you'll do what I did. Call True Dentistry, 702-434-4800. The number again, 702-434-4800. 702-434-4800. Right now, True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. A $150 value, absolutely free. Be sure to use your annual insurance benefits before the end of the year. True Dentistry has two convenient Valley locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com and tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
I'm Ron Quince, better known as Ron Q, and I'm running for Congressional District 1. As we celebrate the holiday season, my family's favorite time of the year, let us reflect on the principles that make our nation great. This Christmas, may the spirit of unity and shared values guide us. Let's appreciate the blessings of freedom, family, and faith. United by both our similarities and our differences, let's work together to move our country ahead towards a brighter future that I know is possible. Wishing you a joyous holiday season and a prosperous new year. In the spirit of conservative values, may our country continue to thrive and uphold the principles that make it exceptional. From my family to yours, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. I am Ron Quince, and I approve this message.
Demopolis, Demopolis, Demopolis. Why am I saying it three times? Because, ladies and gentlemen, they are the 2023 Best of Las Vegas winners three times. Yes, and it's going down for the second year in a row. I'm sure you heard about it by now, but if not, let me let you in. This year, they won gold for Best Accident Lawyer, gold for Best Injury Lawyer, and gold for Best Trial Lawyer. I'm telling you right now, if you're still thinking about who you should hire as your accident injury lawyer in Las Vegas, you should know the answer by now. Hire Nevada's legal elite. Demopolis Law, baby. We win. Visit them at legal.com.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right. Let's go! Books further down the street.